Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful music coming there from Irene Mafugwani Faith. And yes, my family, we are at this prestigious event this afternoon. And it's all about creating clean and sustainable environments for a brighter future. Talking about environments, I'm talking to Dr. Elmarie De Lange, who is a director at the Environmental Empowerment. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you, and thank you for
you
the opportunity.
You look excited about today.
Yeah, being on the radio is exciting. And thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank you guys for being here and spreading the message of the environment.
Can you tell us about your involvement in this competition today, the cleanest school in Mpumalanga, 2025?
Okay, I'm the Director for Environmental Empowerment in the province, in the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs. So we are under the last section, the Environmental Affairs. So what we do is we empower civil society. And if we talk civil society, we talk everyone. We talk churches, we talk municipalities, we talk schools, we talk traditional leaders, the whole of civil society. Because it is very important if we really want to change our environment around us and ensure that we all have a very a suitable environment for our future generations. That everyone should be involved. It's not just for an elitist group. It's everyone, the whole of civil society.
So with you guys being involved in this competition, would it also encourage horticultural careers to our children now, you think?
Yes, it's very important. You know what, there's so much more to the environment than just what we see. And we have programs in schools, we've got programs with women, we've got programs with municipalities, and our national department is actually having a very good program just to stimulate the interest in careers in the environment. Because for many people out there, they are just used to careers like a teacher or an advocate or a nurse or a lawyer.
But no green fingers.
And the thing is, the environmental science is actually it's a very scientific field, and there's also a very practical field. There's actually space for everyone in the environmental field. So it's just people don't realize all the career opportunities there are. And we believe that if at school level kids become involved at grassroots, working in a garden,
and exposed,
watching birds, understanding the ecosystems, understanding how everything fits together and what is man's role in that fitting together and what man can actually do, we believe that they will immediately see career opportunities or just see an opportunity where they can make a difference, because actually the environment belongs to all of us.
Of course.
So it also means that that belonging also puts a responsibility on us, that we need to know something. And within what your capabilities are, there is something you can do.
So as an environmental empowerment, what were you looking for in the competition at all these schools that you've been going to?
So how this happened, Department of Education was running a cleanliness school competition. And we yes, we are very much, cleanliness is for us very important.
Number one.
But there's more to that. You know, once you've picked up the paper, where is it going? Because if it's not being processed or recycled in an environmentally friendly way, you are actually causing damage to the environment. So me, we sat down and we said, how can we bring the very good idea of cleanliness together with a more whole environment approach?
Okay.
So then we had discussions, etc., and then the two departments signed a memorandum of agreement that we are going to use the branding of Ranza Shikolo, because it's a well-known brand. But what we're going to do, we are going to bring in from agriculture side more environmental sustainable practices in the school. That's why you will see many of the schools are talking about saving water, because if you're washing your hands and you're not catching the water that's falling from the washing,
you're wasting.
You can water a garden with that,
and many of the schools need to preserve.
And to understand, but then that water I can again use in a garden, and what I produce in the garden can sustain me, and the leftover leaves, etc., I can again use to enrich the soil of the garden. And if I enrich the soil of the garden, I can again grow good vegetables, etc. So it's that whole cyclical approach. It's also about greening. We often underestimate the power of greening, but green environments are very important for physical and mental well-being.
Yes.
There's actually a lot of research that shows patients who are facing in a hospital, the patients who are facing on the one side from a window concrete buildings, and the others who are facing a green park, actually the ones who are facing greening with the same prognosis and the same diseases, they are actually quicker to heal, and it's because of that influence of the environment. So if we want to be healed as a nation,
we've got to go green. So as the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development and the Environment Affairs, what are we saying to the learners who are in there where careers are concerned as we are closing?
There's a place for all of you.
Yeah.
If the environment is what you are passionate about, there's a very important place for you, and we need you. We need as many environmental warriors as we can get.
Come on board. Come
yes,
on
please.
Board. Thank you so much for talking to us, Dr. Elmarie Delange, this afternoon. It's so empowering. I wish I was a student again, and I think I would be in that competition as well and make sure that I get my hands green as well and, you know, save and love the environment. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And as I said, my family, the 23rd of September, and we are at the 2025 Cleaner School Competition in Mpumalanga, coming live to you from the Forever Resort at Loskop Dam. And in a short while, we'll be crossing to the stage and hearing what is happening there. But taking us there, we're going to take the sounds of Mpumelelo featuring Divine Hika, and the title of the song is Chasing After You, Never Walk Alone.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.